U.S. bishops slam Joe Biden as gravely wrong in promoting abortion. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 26, 2022. Rome, the leader of the U.S. Bishops Pro-Life Office has blasted President Joe Biden for his abortion extremism, urging him to radically change course. Baltimore Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, chairman of the Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activities, responded publicly Tuesday to Mr. Biden's declaration that his top legislative priority after the midterm elections will be to codify a national right to abortion. "The president is gravely wrong to continue to seek every possible avenue to facilitate abortion. Instead of using his power to increase support and care to mothers in challenging situations," Archbishop Laurie asserted in his statement. "This single-minded extremism must end, and we implore President Biden to recognize the humanity in preborn children and the genuine life-giving care needed by women in this country," he added. President Biden, who self-identifies as Catholic despite flouting core church teachings, has proven to be the most pro-abortion president in U.S. history, going far beyond the policies and agitation of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Last year, Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman exhorted President Biden to act like the devout Catholic he says he is by opposing the evil of the procedure. "He likes to call himself a devout Catholic. I would urge him to begin to act like one, especially on the life issues," Archbishop Nauman said. "And to let his faith really inform his conscience and the decisions that he's making, not the platform of his party." Right now, the Biden administration is looking for every opportunity to expand abortion, he added. In 2021, Catholic League President Bill Donahue noted that Biden has a rocky relationship with the U.S. bishops, which is only getting worse. "It's time for President Biden to stop living a lie," Dr. Donahue noted, in reference to Biden's continued participation in Catholic sacraments while overtly promoting abortion on demand and other injustices. In his essay, Donahue cited 9 U.S. bishops who have been highly critical of Biden's situation, several of whom have insisted the president should cease receiving Holy Communion at Mass until he repents of his abortion position. In his statement Tuesday, Archbishop Laurie said that the U.S. bishops deal daily with the tragic impacts of abortion and know that abortion is a violent act which ends the life of preborn children and wounds untold numbers of women. "The Catholic Church wishes to continue in our work with our government and leaders to protect the right to life of every human being and to ensure that pregnant and parenting mothers are fully supported in the care of their children before and after birth," he stated. Follow at William Srom.